Lou Trutchell is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. You're listening to show number 61 for Thursday, July 22nd, 2010. Die, Wesley, die.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
Kapwa from Kronos. This is the resident Klingon, Brian Dedimore.
I'm your resident Ferengi coming to you live from the FCA, Lou Costanzo.
Welcome to the Lou Trek Show.
It's data, Mom. I heard you know how to turn them on. This is very serious.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I am your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Oh, I tell you, every time I hear it, I laugh. Our main website is www.loutrekshow.com. You can go to that website and you'll find out all the information you need to contact the show and to be a part of the show. You had your shot, people. You had your chance to get in on how Wesley was going to die. And I have my suggestion that was sent to me. But first, Brian, how are you doing today?
Kapla, and I'm doing fine, other than trying to stay awake.
Yeah. How was that intro?
That intro was so bombing. It was great. I'm still trying to recover from laughing my ass off.
Remember when I said a couple weeks ago I was watching Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yeah.
I got to that episode where Data Lore, as a matter of fact, where they find Lore, and Wesley said that line, Mom, it's Data, I heard you know how to turn them on. And I couldn't imagine how he could have possibly had said that with a straight face, but he did. And then she said, this is very serious. And I thought, oh, this ain't serious, this is very funny.
This is Lou Trek Show material.
Yes, it is. Take the stripper, put it in the middle, and you've got a topic for the Lou Trek Show. Well,
we've got a lot. Lou, before we came on, Lou kind of gave me we usually come on about 5 or 10 minutes before the show, and we kind of swap our notes on what's happening and stuff that we've done. And my buddy Lou, the wild man that he is, has come up with a humdinger for the next 3 weeks for everybody. So I'm going to pass the buck to Lou, and I'm going to let Lou tell everybody exactly what we plan on doing for you guys for the next 3 weeks.
All right, I'll take the buck. I'm flat broke. I don't mind. Okay, well, I've been kind of playing around trying to get people to come on the show. Last week we had Manu Interame, who played Ichab, one of the Borg children on Star Trek Voyager. And then I thought, well, why stop there? Why not keep going? And considering that Tim Russ, who played Tuvok, is coming to Starbase Indy, why not see if he'll interview for it? So I wrote him an email, letting him know that we are part of Starbase Indy, and I do bless Kim Huff for that. And I said, would you be interested in doing a pre-convention interview? So we've been back and forth about how this is possible, and we've scheduled him for August, our August 6th show, I believe it was. Show number 63 is what it is. So we'll record that August 2nd with him. But next week, we have another beautiful young lady. Oh, quite frankly, I can't stop looking at her pictures. God, I hope my wife doesn't hear this. Basically, her name is Scarlett Palmers, and if you don't know that name, you should, because she played Naomi Wildman. And as we discussed many, many shows ago, we had a bit called The Cutest Thing on Star Trek, and it was a toss between Porthos, the beagle on Star Trek Enterprise, and Naomi Wildman. And, of course, we couldn't let the dog win out. And besides, the dog didn't have near the smile Naomi did. Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Naomi was the clear-cut winner. Though I have to admit, that beagle did do well.
Of course. He ate cheese like nobody's business. On command, he could eat cheese. You're right. You're right. But in the end, the little captain's assistant had to win out. And I hate to say it, but I'll interview Scarlett Palmer before William Shatner any day. Don't ask me why, but I mean, just I'm the little guy at work. Okay, I'm the little people, and that's kind of what I relate. Ichib, Naomi, and the third one who I haven't even announced, but I relate to them as the little people on the ship that no one really even knows about. They didn't get much airtime, so those are the ones I really appreciate the most. Now the third one, I thought, well, let's see, since we interviewed one Borg child, why not go for the next one? So, Marley McClane, who plays Mazzotti, one of the Borg children, is going to interview after Tim Russ. And I thought, well, hell, why stop there? So now, if anybody has any information on the twins, I got their name, I'm going to look for them on Facebook. Thank you, Facebook, because that's how it all comes together, you know?
Yeah, amen on that. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Lou Trek Show.
Oh, yeah. I think the thing is that we're starting to take off, and that's why these people are now interested in us.
Yeah, that, and probably Garrett's put the word out, too. I mean, Garrett...
you think?
Yeah, I think Garrett probably said a few words, and I bet you... William Morgan Shepherd also probably said a few bits.
I got a feeling it was Manu who really did it for us.
And Manu could have too, very easily.
I bet you it was him.
Whoever has been spreading the word out about the Lou Trek Show, you have our most deepest, sincere thank you from both of us.
Yes, you do. So, okay. Matter of fact, I hate to kill this... airtime while I'm doing this, but right now I'm looking up Wiki to find out who the Borg children were. That was Kurt and Cody Weatherall. So now I'm going to do let's just run Kurt.
While Lou's doing this, I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on right now at Starbase Indy. If nobody has been to the website, which is www.starbaseindy.com, we have Tim Russ, Ethan Phillips, and Chase Masterson all coming to Starbase Indy this year as the guest that's going to be appearing. We also have a 600-cam Borg cube that's also going to be on display at Starbase Indy this year as well. And we have the International Federation of Trackers, which is a Federation Star Trek organization. They're going to hold their annual meeting at Starbase Indy. And, of course, the Klingons will be invading from various organizations holding their annual Klingon meeting at Starbase Indy as well. So there's a lot of things going on, folks, that you can come to and see at Starbase Indy. And let's face it, what else you got to do on Thanksgiving weekend other than to fight the crowds at the malls on Black Friday, which, by the way, Lou has to work. Come enjoy this fan-run base convention, because let's face it, guys, for $30 you get to see these nice stars, you get to see all the nice things going on, and let's face it, you're not going to find a Star Trek convention for $30 in almost anywhere in the continental United States. So $30 is a great deal for those who live in Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Kentucky. It's less, in most spots, it's less than a 10-hour drive for you, even in bad weather and snow. So it's a good weekend trip for most people that's really relatively inexpensive. And if you can't afford the Marriott, there is La Quinta's that's right next to it. And I'll find out the other inexpensive hotel that's right next door to the Marriott. Those people would love to have your business and have you over there, and they do give discounts for Star Trek fans for that weekend convention as well.
Really?
So it's a good investment for you to come up and join us at Starbase Indy, folks.
Yep. And I've already been told, I told Brian this earlier, I've already been told that I will get that Sunday off. That's a big thing. I can't come out on Friday because that's the day after Thanksgiving and in retail. Unless I'm dead, I'm working. So I do have to work, but I am looking at a flight at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, getting there around 9:30, and that way I'll be there till Sunday night when I fly back out. So I am coming to Starbase Indy, unless, of course, I run out of money, which is entirely possible.
That's all right. I have your pizzas. You'll be swimming in pizza for the weekend, so don't worry. You'll be well fed.
Man, you're trying to tempt me with pizza? It'll work.
I tempt you.
It'll work.
There'll be a nice big pizza sitting in your room.
Okay. All right, now let's just go ahead and get down to how we can get Wesley gang-raped by a group of Klingons.
Oh, no. Klingons wouldn't have sex with that worthless, scrawny SOB.
The females they'd would.
They'd set him and put him through the rite of ascension, but they wouldn't use 6 pain sticks. They'd use 24.
24 pain sticks. All at the same time?
No, he has to go through two at a time.
Got it. Okay.
But the normal Klingon ritual is 6. He's going to go through 24.
Okay.
We want to make sure he dies well.
That's fine. Of course, I still say let a group of female Klingons take him. That'll be pretty good. Let him pop his... Never mind.
They'll do more and take care of that, Lou.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet you they will. So... I have a list. I've got a whole bunch of stuff here. But first I want to give a submission that we received from Mary Teresa. And what she's basically, it wasn't much of a submission on how she would kill him, but she did suggest that we somehow find a way to get Sheldon Cooper in on the act. And, oh, Mary, you know I would kill to get Jim Parsons on the show, but unfortunately that is impossible. But I do have a couple snippets here.
Now fetch me Will Wheaton.
Botosh beer, jablouti, rec, good night.
Did that guy just say revenge is a dish best served cold in Klingon?
I believe so.
What is wrong with him?
Everyone has a different theory.
And of course... that, of course, is a tribute to Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. So, Mary, thank
you. Which is what Star Trek XII is a remake of.
The Wrath of... Oh, yes, that's what I heard. I heard that. I don't know how... I can't understand what could they possibly do differently. I mean, okay, let me... we're going to divert from Wesley just for a minute. Let me get this tie right out, okay? I got a rant, just a minute. The problem is because of the reboot, Star Trek XI, everything is different, including what would eventually be the interaction they had with Khan in the space seed. All of it's different. It may have never happened. So Kirk probably never marooned Khan on Seti Alpha 5. But maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So really... Any Khan episode that has him trying to do revenge on Kirk again is meaningless. Right?
We'll wait and see.
That's my rant. See, that's what I had a problem with last year, with this silly alternate timeline. I may still love the movie, but the alternate timeline is killing me when it comes to the truism of Star Trek. True.
Okay, let's get back to what's really important.
Killing
death,
Wesley.
Death of Wesley Crusher.
All right. Well, and if you don't like the fact that he gets gang raped by a group of female Klingons, then I guess we'll just get him gang raped by a group of male Klingons. I don't care. That'd be
How about a bunch of Orion slave girls?
That's too nice. No.
Oh, no, Clint, you don't understand. Orion slave girls are vicious creatures. Really? Lou, besides the fact they'll make him into their mind slave, okay, they have this real bad tendency of killing off males they don't find pleasing after they've made them into their mind slaves.
Well, they're certainly going to hate me then. Okay.
Oh, they'll love you.
Okay, let's see. Got any for me?
Do I have any for you? Yeah, I found a real good one.
Okay.
But it's so simple and so simplistic. Uh-huh. Just eject him out of one of the available Jeffries tubes or out of one of the airlocks.
That's okay.
Just so simplistic and so simple. Just to watch him like in Star Trek 11 where the guy got sapped out and smacked up against part of the ship.
Oh, yeah.
I just watching Wesley Crusher smack up against an A-cell on the way out.
Actually, now that I'm thinking, you mentioned that, I'm thinking of a part in Galaxy Quest when the bad guy smears up to the window and then rubs off and his green blood is screaming down. That's what I'm thinking of. Well, I was just thinking a good shotgun blast to the face, but that's, you know.
That's easy.
How about a phaser on minimal stun hitting him time and time again till he finally dies?
Well, that's only one hit. That's no fun.
No, on minimal stun. You just keep hitting him. He doesn't knock himself out. It's just enough to be annoying. Kind of like a taser shot continuously over and over again.
How close are you to him?
Doesn't matter. 10 feet, 2 feet, right next to him.
That close is an auto kill, actually. Stun's meant to use at long range.
Aha!
The kind of stun you're talking about is meant to be used at a little bit more longer distance. If you get that close, it's an auto kill.
Okay, well, whatever.
So if you're going to torture him, stand about 50 feet back and then this minimum stunning.
Start with the foot. Get him in the foot.
Yeah.
And then when he drops to the ground, you just keep going from there.
Yeah, you just slowly walk up to him until you're within the death range of the minimum stun.
How about if we have Tuvok attempt to mind meld until Wesley's head explodes? Of course, Tuvok might barely survive, spending the next few days, you know, scratching himself and whining, but... There's a thought. Or, like I said...
Oh, shoot, forget Tuvok. How about Spock? He'd stand a better chance of running into Spock than he would Tuvok.
True. All right. How about
miscalculation when he does his little traveler stunt, and he actually disappears into a different dimension than his mother going into one, and he can't get out.
Okay. How about his mother just aborting him as a fetus?
Ooh, you're cruel.
Totally. How about if the Enterprise runs out of photon torpedoes, they load him up into the tube and send him out?
No, Wesley, he'll probably build the damn torpedo on the way over.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Fire the geek torpedo! How about Barry yet? The Borg Queen seduces him and then assimilates him from you know where.
Mm-hmm. How about if Picard walks in on him as he's tossing off and he's so embarrassed that he dies of embarrassment?
Thousand ways to die.
Ensign, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, Captain. It's okay, son. I've done it before. Last week, in fact.
That's about as bad as that video. That's about as bad as that video you showed before we started.
I'm not going into that. All
right. Trust me, folks. It's on YouTube. You can go download it yourself, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
What do you think the odds are? What do you think the odds are if anyone analyzes him would find out that he's actually human? I don't think he is.
Who, Wesley?
Yeah, I don't think he's human. How could he be turned into a ball of light? Traveler.
Well, yeah, he's possibly a traveler.
So then the traveler must have gotten his mama pregnant.
Oh, dress up like his dad?
Sure, it wasn't Jack. Although I'm still shooting for Picard. Why else would he go from children aren't allowed on the bridge to making him an acting ensign? He wants to keep the Enterprise in the family line.
Well, that didn't happen, that's for sure.
Or here's one. How about...
Wesley gave up his commission.
Okay. How about... I just found one. Wesley gets involved in a deviant sexual practice known as Tribble stuffing. Not realizing Tribbles multiply anywhere. Even an emergency laser enema from Dr. Crusher fails to save him.
Oh, man. Is that allowable on our show?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Tribble stuffing. Oh.
That had been a Klingon one.
I still like the one I did a week or two ago. You know, give him to Esoc. Remember the guy who was going to kill someone? Picard got kidnapped, locked in a room with three other people. Esoc was one of them. He was going to eat Picard or the other guy. I'd say feed him Esoc. It satisfies hunger.
Yeah, he'd make a good meal.
Sure, yeah. You have a little bit of Wesley now, a little bit of Wesley later.
Let's throw him in a bar full of Narcissans and say, he's the best Federation fighter we have.
Yeah. He's the best dumb jock player we got, you putzes.
Oh, God, that would be a bloodbath to watch.
Uh-huh. We can use him as a human shield from the Borg.
Yeah, that only lasts once.
Yeah.
Then he becomes a Borg and gets you.
Oh, that's true. I think he actually...
We don't want... No. We use him as a human shield against the Remans.
Okay.
We throw him out front and let him take the shots so Worf can finish killing the rest of them.
Okay. Well, how about we decompress the main shuttle by forgetting that he's in it?
Oh, that would be so fun. That's about that thing, we throwing him out the airlock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. How about if we...
Let's throw him in the plasma manifold.
There we go. Make him clean out the warp coils, forget he's there, and then go to maximum warp. Ah! Okay.
Oh, that's what happened to one guy. He got phasered into the hall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh no. Then we have images of Wesley Crusher going through Deanna Troi's brain. No.
Better than Deanna Troi's. How about we hand him over to the Jem Hadar for fighting practice, or the Hirogen?
Oh God, that would be another bloodbath.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't last long.
Janeway to the Vidians, we have a human sacrifice for you. Wesley, go to Transporter Room 3. You leave us alone and you can have him. He's got plenty of organs for you. We could test him in the...
Oh, we're bad. We're bad.
Horrible. We could test him in the new torpedo casing. Just launch it. If it explodes on impact, mission successful.
If it don't, he suffocates on the way anyway.
Mm-hmm. How about make him the phaser tester? We have to test all new phasers on him. Hey, Wesley, does that hurt? Damn it, yes! Okay.
Let's have him try the brig security system. Make him walk into the electrified entrance area.
Ouch, that would hurt. How about if we strip him and transport him transport him down to the Breen homeworld? Oh, cold, huh?
That's cold. That's cold even for you.
Yeah, I know.
Wesley, die.
Die, Wesley. How about we trade him with the Ferengi for a pile of dog poo? I think the Ferengi are just totally getting screwed in the deal.
You mean rubber doggy too?
Nah, I'd much rather I'd much rather have real doggy do.
They won't give us the real stuff. They only give us the rubber stuff.
That's true. That's true. And of course, we're not going to want a refund. We'll let them keep them. Call it even. How about, since Wesley...
How about we merge him into the celestial guardians of the wormhole and make him stay there for eternity trying to figure out what's the purpose of life?
Oh, yeah. It's all these people he knows come up and say things that he just doesn't understand.
Yeah. For eternity.
Yeah.
He wears... That would drive me insane.
Sure.
I can't figure out how Sisko survived.
Absolutely. Now, when he wasn't wearing his rainbow outfit, he was wearing a red uniform, right?
Yes. Well, of course, every red's a target.
Send him back in time, put him on Kirk's ship, and make him volunteer for the landing party.
Bye-bye, Will.
Uh-huh. How about if we do take a page from the Jem Hadar and clone Wesley Crusher? They'll drive their enemies to suicide.
Oh, my God. A whole ship of Wesley Crushers attacking the Enterprise.
That's right. How about we knock them
out?
They
don't fight. They don't fight well, but goddamn, can they screw your engine up fast?
Ouch. Oh, wait a minute. Say that again. Are you talking about the Packlets?
No. I'm talking clone Wesley Crusher, put him on a Jem Hadar ship, and then have him attack the Enterprise.
There you go.
He'll find so many creative ways to screw the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I was just thinking, give him to the Packlets. He'll make him go.
They don't kill him first.
Sure. How about we stun Wesley, put him on a escape pod, and send him toward the Borg with the automated hailing system that says, I wish to be assimilated. Hello, my name is Wesley Crusher. I wish to be assimilated.
Do you really want to give the Borg Wesley Crusher?
Absolutely, I do.
Hell no. That's the last thing I want to give them. That's like giving them Picard. Forget that. Give them a traveler? Are you nuts? They'll be in our front door so fast we won't even know what hit us.
Okay. Feed him to the
if we're gonna kill him, let's kill him. Let's not send him and let him be assimilated to something. For Pete's sake, let's kill him. That's the whole purpose of kill Wesley Crusher, not assimilate Wesley Crusher.
Okay, well then let's hang him and beat him like a pinata. And you know something? Let's quit talking about, you know, jumping out the nearest airlock. Let's actually put him in it and let's see what happens. Okay.
Well, yeah, you already know what's going to happen. He's just going to go flying out and suffocate on the way out.
Sure. Put him in an EVA suit and then beam him into space and let two shuttlecrafts tear him apart with their tractor beams. Tug of war. Tug of war, buddy. Tug of war.
Just like in the olden days.
Uh-huh.
Where they used to tie your hands to one end, tie your feet to a mule, and see how long it takes you to pull you apart.
Yeah.
You're evil. Or better yet, why don't we have him do that maneuver he did at the Starbase Academy, but he's the one that actually crashes and not the other guy.
Oh, there you go. Yes. We don't want Nick Locarno to die. We want him to die.
Yeah, let's have Wesley Crusher die and see what happens when Picard finds out Wesley dies.
It wasn't Nick Locarno. It was the other. Nick Locarno was a guy who Robert Duncan McNeil played. Tom Paris. Okay. All right. How about we just beam him right out into space?
Oh, we're doing easy stuff. We gotta find something more interesting. I know. Let's have his mom do exploratory. No, let's have Pulaski do exploratory surgery on him without anesthetic.
Uh huh.
Or better yet, let's modify the holographic doctor with no morals to do the surgery.
Yeah, really. Yeah, ethical subroutines are gone.
We want you to find out what makes Wesley tick. You may open him up and torture him any way you want to find this out.
Absolutely. How about if we...
And make it and the orders are make it as brutal as you possibly can.
Uh-huh. How about if we take a Ferengi mind control thing and make him stab himself repeatedly?
Ooh, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm.
Hey Wesley, stand in front of this phaser array and tell me if it's cleaned on the inside, and then just fire it while he's working.
How about we put him on a radioactive garbage barge, uh-huh, and just let him slowly float around in space until the radiation slowly eats him away?
All right. How about you maximize your Skype so you can read what I sent you?
Push him off the side of the barge of the dead.
Yes, I figured you'd like that one. I thought it'd be better coming from you. Okay.
Push him off the barge of the dead.
How about we dress him up as a Klingon Targ and send him over to a Klingon battleship?
Or better yet, send him on the let him be the Targ for the beginning of the Klingon Rite Ascension, because what happens is the person that's gonna do the ascension has to hunt down a live Targ and kill it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he goes through the ritual of the pain stick, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, why don't we make Wesley Crusher up as a Klingon and see what happens when you fail the Rite of Ascension?
Yeah. I know. Give him 4 gallons of water and send him over toward the Kazon. Hey. As a matter of fact, no, tell him, you see those guys over there? They're Kazon. They love it when you spill water onto the ground.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're bad.
Oh, yeah.
You're bad.
Well.
How about we put him on board the... We make him command of the Equinox, and we send those aliens after him.
Yes. There you go. He's the one that did it, not Ransom. It was Wesley. How about we make some real blood wine for the Klingons by killing him and draining his blood?
Then it would be an honorable kill.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I got the best one. Mm-hmm. Remember where Picard and the shuttle pilot and Wesley were on this deserted island, and this water was protected by this energy thing?
Oh, yeah.
And every time someone tried to break into it, it would send a matrix over and crystallize them?
Yes.
Let's have Wesley be the one crystallized.
Yeah. He almost was. Very closely was.
Well, wonder what happens if he failed.
Don't know.
Ooh, that would have been a gruesome death.
All right. Well, you know, I guess, let's see, what else can we come up with?
His first love. What happens when his first love doesn't have no morals and kills him?
Salia of Dalit Four. Yes, she was pretty hot there. I don't know what she saw in him.
Dad, just think of the slaughter that would have came from that fight.
Oh, yes.
You offended me. I'm upset with you.
How about if we have Admiral Satie interrogate him to death?
Oh, God, that'd be... That's horrible death.
Let the crystalline entity take him.
Oh, that's ugly.
Picard to the crystalline entity. If you leave our ship alone, we'll give you the person on the planet. Wesley, beam down. How about Sisko using him as a boxing bag or a human shield? You know, we need to save the captain. Die, Wesley, die. Okay.
There's 6 Jem'Hadars coming, and there's only 2 of us, and I have to live. So guess what, Wesley? Hold the fort. I'm escaping.
You're not wearing red for nothing. How about we lock him in a room with Spot for 3 days and don't feed the cat?
That would be a long, tedious torture.
Uh-huh. All right. How about if we just, you know, let Shinzon have him, tell him he's actually Picard?
Ha, 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 ha.
Remember that part on Galaxy Quest when they tried to beam up Garegnak and they turned him inside out? Well, there's a good one for him too. Shunt him over. Shunt him to the secondary transition coils. And hey, did you install those coils? Damn, forgot.
Or better yet, do what happened with Geordi and Ro Laren.
Yep.
Phase him so he can't. So he's nothing more than a ghost.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so he's not dead.
He slowly starves to death. He sees all this food he can't touch, and he slowly dies. It's a beautiful horror death. There's no way he can tell anybody.
I think before he did that, he'd be invisible, spending his time in Counselor Troi's quarters as she's in the sonic shower.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, I got a very angry Klingon looking at me.
Okay. Well, let's put something in his quarters and set it to overload, phaser or something.
Disruptor.
He goes on a
raiding party, picks up a Romulan phaser, and no one told him that it was on overload.
Okay. Yeah.
And it blows up, and he blows up on him on the way up to the transporter.
Okay.
As soon as it comes up on the transporter, man, it blows up. Boom!
How about if Picard accidentally runs over him in the Argo Jeep?
Splat! Or better yet, Worf shoots him by accident.
Uh-huh. How about if we promote him to captain and let him fight at Wolf 359 by himself?
Ow, that's low. No, Wesley would have found a way to survive.
Yes, yes. Or, here's one for you. Let's put him on top of the Galaxy Class reconnecting thing, you know, as they're separated. Clean, you know, you gotta fix the little machine that connects the thing and then just drop the saucer section right on him.
Oh, that would be a squishful death.
Uh-huh. Tell his mom that he had unprotected sex. She'll kill him.
Yeah, tell him he had unprotected sex with his first love.
Yes. Yeah. How about if
I can see Dr. Crusher running the probe on him.
God. How about if we send him on a hall walk where he's walking on the outer hall and then depolarize the outer hall when he's doing it? Whoops. Sorry about that, Wes.
Sorry, Wesley. Goodbye. Have a nice life.
How about a Bat-Leth tournament?
Oh, yeah. That would be brutal on him.
Or put him in his quarters during a Baryon sweep.
Oh, yeah. Lock him in his quarters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Vaporize.
How about if we tie him to the warp core and eject it? That's good enough for me. Oh, poor Wesley. I do want to stop and say one thing, though. I did send Will Wheaton an email asking if he'd like to get into that, but I was pretty astounded when I found out that he never replied.
I wonder why.
Me too. It makes no sense. Oh, boy, I tell you. So, anyway. Oh.
So, we found how many ways to kill him? Well, we could continue on this all day.
Oh, we could probably keep going. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't count. Let's see. How about we lock him in the mirror universe?
Heck yeah!
I don't know, that isn't so good.
Send him to the mirror universe and put him in charge of Federation.
Yeah. Okay.
Give him Spock's job. After he conquered the mirror universe, and then Will Wheaton's in charge of the Federation, and the Klingon Empire comes in and destroys the Federation once and for all.
That's right.
Or and kills Wesley on Earth.
We can make him eat Klingon food.
That's not torture. He'll live.
Eat nanites?
Well, he might not live through that one, but he lived through Klingon food.
Okay.
Depends on what the nanites are.
Hey, break his legs and leave him in a targ pit. Let the targ have him.
Oh, that is so brutal. That is so evil.
Yeah.
Why break his legs?
Because he can't get out.
He won't be able to get out anyway.
Yeah, let the targ have him. How about we abandon him on a class Y planet? Wasn't that the demon planet?
Yep.
Let's abandon him there.
Yes, let's abandon him there. No, in our luck, he'll probably end up being cloned and multi-cloned, and then he'll be out chasing us, trying to figure out where in the world he's at.
Right. How about we attach him to the deflector dish and put Deanna Troi at the helm?
Ow! Oh.
How about we make him sing at the Nausicaan bar?
God. He won't last long at that gig. Very yet, let him sing at a Klingon bar. He won't last long there.
And he's got to sing show tunes, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's sing to a Barfleet party and let him drown in alcohol.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lily, and I had to put that one in.
Uh-huh. How about it we give him a problem that's really, really easy to solve? I'm sure he'd kill himself trying to figure it out.
2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
Figure it out, Wesley.
How about we just, we punish him and send him to Rurapente?
Oh, he won't last long in Rurapente.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or we could, fling him into a quantum filament.
Ooh, yeah. That would be nice. Or better yet, why don't we put him in the Nexus and then jerk him out of it?
Oh, no.
That he would commit suicide so fast he wouldn't know what to do with himself.
Okay. All right. How about if we force him to sit and have dinner with Garak sometime and listen to his stories? Let him torture him, and better yet, yeah, let Garak torture him. Okay.
Oh, yes, let Garak have his work with him.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Garak's good at extracting information from people.
How about we introduce him to Chakotay's animal guide, who rips him apart?
Yes, that would be good. That
Akuchamoya. Akuchamoya, I bring you this human sacrifice. We are far from the bones of Wesley Crusher.
Or better yet, what is it? What was it that I was thinking of? Something that hit me earlier this week, and I tried to write it down, I forgot to.
Oops.
Oops, it was really good. You would have loved it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, it was something to do with the engines.
The engines, okay.
We needed more dilithium crystals, so we genetically altered Wesley so he'd be a dilithium crystal.
Absolutely. We just cut him up into little bitty pieces and put him in the warp reactor.
And then we ejected the warp core and blew it up.
I suppose so. But as long as he's in there as dilithium crystals, we could probably hit warp 15. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after warp 10, you're going, you're traveling through time after warp 10.
It doesn't matter. That's crazy. Okay. How about, think.
It's an hour.
How about... Now we're at 44 minutes. How about we let the de-evolved Worf get him?
Oh, yeah, that would be... Barry, yeah, why don't we de-evolve him?
Yes. And make him Worf's mate.
I wonder what he would be de-evolved. I know, he'd be like Picard. He'd be a marsupial.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
A little spider monkey.
How about if we send him to a Cardassian Maquis concentration camp?
Ooh, that would be evil. Yeah. Cardassians aren't noted for their generosity.
Exactly. Isn't that the point? Kill them. Put them on a Klingon trial. Put them on trial at Klingon, or at Kronos.
Nah, that was a show trial.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We only do show trials for very important people, like Captain James T. Kirk.
Yeah.
Why would we want to have Wesley Crusher? He ain't nobody. They'd send him to minor court, and after they're done, they'll propose sentence of death, and they'll just beat him with the judge's gavel.
Yes. There you go. How about if we give him a permanent assignment to the Federation Ambassador of the Packlids?
Stupefy him to death.
Yeah. Yeah,
really. Are you intelligent? Yeah. We like things that go boom.
Boom. Yeah. Make him fight the Gorn.
Oh, that would be a brutal fight. That would be. I don't know. He might end up doing what Captain Kirk did and shoot a cannon at him to beat him.
Yeah, that's true. He may actually survive that. We don't want that.
No. We don't want him to survive. Better yet, let's make him the Tholian ambassador and send him to Tholian.
Mm-hmm.
They breathe nitrogen.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Okay. How about if we shoot the plasma coolant tank in engineering as he's standing next to it?
Ooh, that would be a nasty burn.
How about if we run a mafia program on the holodeck with the safeties off?
And make him the target of the mafia?
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, Don. Hey. Don Corleone. This guy says he's going to push in on your turf. Okay. Let's see. How about we beam him into the sun?
Oh, that would be a nice, brutal death.
Uh-huh.
How about, better yet, why don't we do what happened to the Enterprise when they were stuck in the asteroid and they had the old Federation cloaking device? Why don't we make it malfunction while he's passing through the asteroid?
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right.
Phase him into the rock permanently. Mm-hmm. Like that poor woman that was half into the rock.
Yes, that was gross. How about if we allow Q to use him as a voodoo doll?
Or better yet, put him on trial.
Mm-hmm. On trial for anything?
Crimes against humanity.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Crimes against being smart.
He is a crime against humanity. Okay. How about if we send him back in time, deposit him in Florida just before the Zindi attack?
Oh, yeah, that would be a gruesome death.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about if we force him to drink a barrel of blood wine in 5 minutes?
He won't make it. Klingons can't drink that much wine.
Of course they won't make it.
When they set a barrel out, they usually set it out for 100 Klingons. Because it'll take 100 Klingons to drink a barrel of blood wine.
Okay, yeah. How about if we cut them all up to find out if he's a founder?
Yeah, that would be a good Klingon ritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about worse yet, we get him a date with the woman. Ooh. That's tough.
The woman?
Yeah. A real date with a real woman. That's impossible.
Oh.
That didn't work out. Never mind. Okay. All right. How about we let Luoxana Troi put the moves on him?
She might suffocate him. Mm-hmm. Now, Wesley, quit thinking those evil thoughts that you have, or I'm going to have to kick your butt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Introduce him to the founder of the Jem'Hadar. She'll love him.
Oh, yes. She'll make mincemeat out of him.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, better yet, I got a better one. Remember what happened during our favorite Ferengi episode?
More. Tell me more.
Why don't we kill him and then wire him up and make him walk?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, yes. Oh, okay, yeah, on Tarak Nor. Or, no, Impak Nor.
Yeah.
Okay, you just keep him walking into the wall?
Yeah, just have him keep walking in the wall for eternity. Boom, he's dead, he's not going to feel anything, but just the humanity of it all.
There you go. Okay, I guess we could hang him from...
That is so evil.
We could hang him from the second story of the promenade.
By his neck or by his feet? No, it's hanging by his feet. That way, when Odo sees him, Odo will take care of him.
Yeah. By killing him?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And now, it's time for the Tech Podcast Network segment of The Tech of Trek, where we take a look at a piece of futuristic Trek technology that we either use today or are being worked on. Oh, I was just, I've been so engrossed in killing Wesley Crusher and getting Naomi Wildman on the show that I just kind of haven't given it much thought, but... You know, folks, while Brian talks a little bit more, I'm going to go back to my Google email because my buddy boy, Byer Brown, came up with something, and I got to remember what it was. So you keep talking.
Okay. Well, we can talk about the advancements in cell phone communication, folks. If you look at where our cell phones are today, you've got cell phones that have multiple applications that – can communicate virtually anywhere in the world with your cell phone. These are all stuff that came out from the original thought of Star Trek. The little pop open and communicator, or the tap on the chest and boom, you got instant communication.
Absolutely.
The iPad is just a version of the pad that's used in Star Trek The Next Generation to prepare reports, show ideas and theories onto a regular view screen from that pad. I mean, we have advanced a lot in communication concerning Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I actually like to play with my cell phone and whip it open just like Kirk used to do. Open it up just like Kirk used to do.
I mean, my cell phone, I pop it open. I'm constantly, because I'm a high-end Klingon in a couple organizations, I get emails from people all the time in the Klingon organization. Plus, I also run the social network Klingon Space. So I'm constantly getting emails from these people wanting me to reply to them and stuff. It just... Communications have really come a long way from the 1960s Star Trek to where we are now in 2010. We're talking, what, 50 years?
Oh, yeah.
In 50 years, we have Star Trek class communication. I mean, we've got people sitting right now in a battlefield talking to people at their home base, wherever their home base is in the continental United States, actually helping them direct the war. Mm-hmm. Just because communications has gotten that good over the years.
Sure.
So, yes, the tech of track has really evolved, and your automated doors, folks, those doors you walk into every Walmart, and every major store that you walk into, tech a track, because the sensors up there sense you coming in and they open the door for you.
Sure.
Okay, that all come from the automated doors from Star Trek, the original series, and Star Trek The Next Gen, and all the other Star Trek shows from there.
Sure enough. Okay, well then, there was that. And now it's time for Trek Birthday. The Lou Trek Show is proud to wish a very happy birthday to those who have made Trek the wonderful, happy place it is. Happy birthday wishes go out to... All right, and then we're going to start this one out with Louise Fletcher. Y'all remember her.
Over by the spanking bin.
What now?
Not you.
Oh, good. He's talking to somebody else, folks. Okay, thanks. All right, and of course she was the Bajoran Kai Winn, Adami. Win a Adami was an Adami win.
Good choice.
Yeah, she was great. I liked her a lot. She was just such a backstabbing biatch. She was awesome in that show. And then we have Nana Visitor, who played Major or Colonel Kira Nerys on Deep Space Nine. So happy, we won't say because you're a lady, happy birthday to Nana Visitor. Visitor. And of course these are birthdays from the week for the week of July 22nd through July 28th. And I went through a lot of these and I really don't know hardly anyone.
Well, you know what? I picked out one that wasn't an actor, but she was in fact a producer and assistant director. Okay. Mary D. Howard.
Mary D. Howard,
born July 20th, 1957.
Well, it's a couple days before the 22nd through the 28th, but we'll take it. Doesn't matter. So
and she also was one of the production staff that received the Emmy Award nomination for Outstanding Drama Series in Star Trek.
Okay, how about Sam Zeller, who played Chata? Chata in Deep Space Nine, Sons and Daughters. He was a Klingon. Gotta talk about your brother in there.
Yes, gotta have a Klingon in there once in a while.
Absolutely. So, okay, Bruce Watson. He was on the original series. So, matter of fact, I think he dies in the original series. I'm sorry, Bruce. Well, happy birthday anyway. So, and that was Trek Birthdays. Now, if we've missed anybody, we are awfully sorry. Please forgive us. We know not what we do, and it very well
there's shows. A lot. Well, I got one more here I want to add in because her birthday's coming up here real soon.
Sure.
Nana Visitor.
I said that. Kira
Nerys. You did?
Yes. Where were you?
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, I think you were talking to somebody else at the time.
Oh, okay. My fault.
I'm sorry.
I take a bow.
I'm not taking that out. I'm going to leave that in. Folks, Brian is not with us today. No.
No, my sweetie was asking me where the paint was.
Gotcha. All right, and that was How to Kill Wesley Crusher. And I guess, you know, we could go through a couple things like... Now that he's dead, he can listen to Data's jokes for hours without complaining. We'll use him as a whoopee cushion on the Picard's chair. He won't get hurt. He could be Data's stunt double. So, anyway.
I still like the best one.
Oh, here's one. We can finally finally somebody that Reg Barkley feels comfortable talking to.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And finally, at last, something that even the Ferengi couldn't sell. I mean, they don't even want to cut him up and, you know, auction him off.
Oh, hey. We forgot one.
What?
Well, we're doing Wesley Crusher. Guess whose birthday's on the 29th?
Well, that would be the next show, but go ahead. Who's on the 29th?
Will Wheaton!
Wow. Maybe that's why I didn't know that. He absolutely is. Well, happy birthday, Wes. Or, excuse me, Will. Wes, damn it. Okay, well, you know...
For the record, Will. Hey, mm-hmm. I did like your character... But I enjoy killing him even more.
Yes. And now that we've killed Wesley, we're going to put him back in the replicator for recycling so he can be used for the following items. 625 chocolate sundaes for Deanna Troi. Or 1,125 really weird hats. Or we can recycle him for 1,750 pain sticks. Or 1,815 copies of How to Pick Up Girls, or 7,300 emotion chips for Data, or 12,500 scalp polishers for Picard, or we could turn him into 65,000 beard trimmers for Riker.
And Worf.
Yeah, or Worf. So there you go, folks. We have officially killed Wesley Crusher. We hope
and
it
we
was
recycled, and we're nice. We recycled.
We recycled. We want a green universe. So there you go.
Yes. Put a little blood in it just to make it look good.
Sure, we could recycle them for our hat stand for Guinan. Or a toothpick for Mr. Hom. Sure. Oh, how about we turn them into an excellent scratch post for Spot?
Yes, that would be a good place for him. Always getting clawed by Spot.
Yes, or reactivate Lore and let him have the little man-child that he called him. God, it would just keep this going forever. We got to stop somewhere.
We got to stop this.
Yes. Oh, inspiration for the all-new Trample Me Wesley doll. Chew toy for Spot. There you go. Stunt. How about a stunt double for Kenny on South Park? Oh my God! They killed Wesley. Yippee! Okay.
You ready to go, number one?
Oh, I don't want to. I want to keep this going, man. We could just.
We got to go engage.
Okay, I suppose so. If you really, really want to go.
Yes, gotta go. But guess what, guys? We can continue this next week. In 3 weeks after we're done with our interviews.
There we go. How about if we... Yes, let's figure that. Let's kill Wesley part two. You guys heard what we just did. Now come up with some more and maybe we'll have a part two. All right. You got it. I'll engage. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for downloading and listening to the Tonight Show. And don't forget, we could also test him in various transporter dispersal patterns. I'm Lou. He's Brian. Thank you for following the show. Next week, Scarlet Palmers, get your messages. Get your questions in quickly. LouTrekShow@gmail.com.